Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard, and right now on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, remember, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
It was good. There was about three minutes during practice yesterday when I thought it was going to be very, very bad.
When you saw George Pickens laying on the – I almost did it and said, Carl, George Pickens laying on the ground.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's just – it's you get used to some of these reactions that you see from players, and you're like, that's different than a regular, I'm hurt, I'm injured. That's a, oh, God, no, injury.
Right.
And so when you saw him lay down for just a second, I was like, oh, please, no.
And then you saw him bending his toes, and you said, oh, he's cramping.
Yes, exactly.
And that, it's not just oh, no, for the team. It's oh, no, for him too, because of what's at stake for him
this
season.
Absolutely.
So that definitely was one of those, seeing that he was like, no, I'm up and moving around, made me feel a lot better.
And then when he went over to the sideline and he was laying face down, I saw one of the, I think it was the trainer intern tending to him. And I said, oh, okay.
So if you get the intern, it's probably
the head guys would have been there, right?
If the guy in the hat, if he's there, that's the one, right?
Well, the doctor with the cowboy hat.
Yeah, that's the guy.
I like that. We didn't get a chance to talk about this a whole lot. What are your thoughts, not necessarily in training camp, because we just started, about bringing Kenneth Murray in and what his role can be and what he can do? Although, if you have early training camp thoughts, I'm here for that as well.
No, I liked it. I remember him coming out out of Oklahoma.
That's where I watched him, yeah.
I was high on this guy, and I know he's bounced around to a couple different teams, but you know, last year for Tennessee, I mean, he led the team with 95 tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were bringing him to play in the middle. They've got him outside.
Yeah.
So if they line up in a 4-3, Sanborn's in the middle, outside is Murray and Leafau at this point. And you know, I didn't realize it until, well, Schottenheimer talked about him.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Called him K-9.
Yes.
So
he has a nickname
there,
for everybody.
And he broke that down. You broke that down a couple of different ways.
Yeah, and I said, now, is that K for Kenneth and mm-hmm. 9 because he's in 59? Or is he a dog out there and he's a canine?
Yeah,
right?
I think that's the reason right there.
And
for sure.
and then Schottenheimer pointed out that he's the green dot guy. Mm-hmm. Normally it's the middle linebacker.
Yes,
but he's been outside and they trust him. And then when they asked him about it, he's a grown ass man.
Yep.
And so that made an impression on me. And you know, you know, if he can be on the outside, able to run more to the ball instead of being in congestion. You know, I saw somebody criticizing him say that he can't cover. You know what? If I got to have my linebackers like my main cover guys, I'm probably in trouble, right?
I gotcha.
So I want him to be able to play the run, you know, and that's one thing that's got to be a priority for this defense. So, yeah, I think it was a really good pickup. And, again, when you see guys like that, you go back to your scouting reports when they were coming out as rookies and see what you thought of them. And they obviously were pretty high on him and liked the way he played at Tennessee.
Yeah, I was really high on him coming out of OU because I watched him there
yeah.
a lot. And when you look at him, when you are getting run over in the run game because you're light, then that's a bad thing. Kenneth Murray is not light by any means.
Oh, no.
And that's why they have him on that outside, because
right.
People know at this point we can run at certain people on this defense because they're maybe a little lighter at that spot. He's going to be behind. He'll be in that areas where he can help stop that. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
And they trust him to, you know, relay the calls. Now, everybody's like, oh, that's a big responsibility. No, you got to listen, and then you got to repeat. It's not like you're changing everything up, right?
Why do you think it gets made out to be a bigger responsibility?
Because I think everybody thinks that the guy's making the defensive call, and they don't realize that he's just listening to what the defensive coordinator just told him.
Okay.
So you got to have at least a little retention rate, right?
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
It's like you don't get in the huddle and go, oh, what did he say?
Yeah.
Dude, on Madden one year, they did have you could be a quarterback and follow his trajectory, and that was part of the game.
Uh-huh.
You had to listen to the coach tell you a play and then go call it. Like,
right.
That was the thing you had to do on the game, and I was like, all right, some of them got chaos. Matt Stafford didn't have one where he was like, he's still talking. He's still talking. Hold
Shut
on,
up,
give me
I got
a
7 seconds.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing, when you mentioned the quarterbacks, when they're, you know, interviewing, scouting them before the draft, they'll get on the board, here's the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come back 20 minutes later and go, okay, now what was that play? And to see what their retention rate
is.
Yeah, it's a somewhat more cerebral than people I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's one of the things. But anyway, yeah, I like that addition from the start.
Now, I would always recommend people checking out your stuff at DallasCowboys.com, and this question is going to come directly from there.
I appreciate that.
And I'm going to let you describe it however you want, but somebody asked, and I like their question as well. Essentially, it was like, hey, I get it. It's not the 90s anymore. We can't have that same level of physicality at training camp. But they followed up with a concern about, you know, kind of the lack of physicality maybe having a correlation with the injuries, as opposed to, I get naturally you would think less physicality, less injuries.
Right.
But that would ignore the fact that you have to go play the games. And I was hoping you could kind of give us your walk through that, because I thought your answer was really fascinating as well.
You know, yeah. You got a callus on your hand?
What?
You get calluses, they protect your hands
right.
from doing work that's physical. That's what I call that.
And it's just, you got to play football,
yeah.
right? And a lot of the stuff, like what they're doing now, most of it's premeditated steps. You know where you're going, this, and I'm going to do this. But when you're actually playing the game and you're tackling and you're trying to break tackles, your body's making movements that you're not used to doing.
Yep.
And that's why I think, I hate to be old man syndrome, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
when they practice in pads the majority of training camp, you're playing football, and your body's getting used to taking this turn or, you know, stopping or jumping. And so I think your body gets used to those movements. But not.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, when you're very limited in how much you actually play football out there, I think all of a sudden your body goes, whoa, what was that? You know, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
We're used to taking one step here, one step there, and then, you know, just bumping the guy, not trying to use my shoulder to tackle him. And I think it's affected the quality of the game over the years. Now, I know the athletes are better. They do more, you know, things that you go, wow, how do they do that?
Right.
But as for the injury standpoint, I think you're more susceptible to getting hurt just because you're not doing that for practice. I absolutely agreed with the guy on the mailbag.
Because of the way we have seen the collective bargaining agreement evolve, though, does it feel like we're past the point of no return? Like it's never going to...
Yeah, no.
I'm saying never even going to come back close to that.
No, it might get easier.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that, you know, the NFLPA, when they negotiate these collective bargaining agreements, they have to make some concessions. And so what the owners are doing is, you know, it's more financial. And then, well, we'll concede that we won't work you as hard. And we'll give you more time off.
Yep. And the weed. The weed thing I thought was such a throwaway issue for the owners. They were like, who cares? But let's make it a big deal. And they're like, I don't know if we can give you that or not.
Yeah. And so... that's what happens. Yeah, you know, and I do think when you've trained all off season, well, not all off season, right? It's 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And then you take a break for 6 weeks before you come to training camp.
Yeah.
You know, I'll guarantee you the head coach is scared to put his head on the pillow at night because he doesn't want to wake up and go, ah, Jesus, you know, now what? And they almost made it with Turpin.
Yeah.
You know, you give these guys unstructured time that long, something bad's going to happen. And it does. Look around the league. When the mini camps are over, between mini camp and the start of training camp, things happen, right?
Yep.
And I heard a funny story from a guy. He had been a security guy with the Packers when Holmgren was there. Brett Favre was there.
Huh.
And they would have, I don't know, say the day off for the team was Monday or so. And this guy said on Tuesday, Holmgren's in the film room, it's dark, and watching tape. And he said, I would walk in every Tuesday morning, and the door would open, and he would not even look up. He'd go, okay, what did he do last night? Just like that, assuming something bad happened with Brett Favre.
Right? I can understand that.
And especially once we invented text messaging. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
At least it wasn't in Green Bay.
That's true.
Right?
That's a good point.
So it's just that unstructured time. But, you know, the owners, you know, that's the concession the NFLPA wanted. They wanted time off. You know, even for the bye week.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells, here's what Parcells did.
I remember this.
He would tell them, we're practicing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right?
Yeah.
And he did it on purpose because he wanted to shorten the weekend so they didn't, like, go to the old school.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I got
what was the line he used? Ship at a naval yard or on leave at a naval yard?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, that's what it's like. These guys just go.
And he wouldn't really tell them when they were going to be off.
Right.
So they would get to Thursday, and he'd go, okay, you're off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hoping if he waited that they couldn't make plans, and if they wanted to go somewhere, they had to go at the last minute, and the flight would be more expensive.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, don't
so
take
that
my
was
money.
Kind of,
yeah.
That was kind of the deterrent, right? Then when they did the CBA in 2011, it was like, no, wait a minute, they got to have 4 consecutive days off,
yeah,
and it's got to include the weekend.
Yeah. Well, how tough is it going to be in a few years when they have 2 bye weeks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. Get ready for it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the coaches just dread that, to just lose control of 53 guys. But, it, you know, you still got guys in a practice squad, so it's almost 70. And it's like, okay, they're on their own. And,
yeah.
You know, and you can preach to them like your kid's going on spring break in college. And,
sure.
And it doesn't deter much, right?
Don't you think every year, for every team, not just the Cowboys, the coaching staff has like a particular group that they're going to keep a closer eye on
other
players?
They're almost hoping there's some soft tissue injury, and it's like, yeah, you got to stay here and rehab.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you can't go and do anything.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that.
But that happens, you know. And now what? They'll practice today, so they've did a little something on Monday. You practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now it's time for a day off already. Friday, right? And then you practice one more easy on Saturday and put the pads on Sunday.
And absolutely. Walk through a couple times. And then
I mean, before, you know, when they were going two-a-days in pads, hitting both practices, I mean, it wore people out.
And it does feel like there would have been a happier medium than that.
Yes.
And what we have now. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't quite reached it, but
I mean, when they were in Wichita Falls, I thought it was miraculous that everybody came home with them because it was 115 degrees in that second practice.
Yeah.
There was no shade. At least they let them drink water.
Oh, that's nice.
Maybe we have a popsicle every once in a while.
When we were in high school, we got a break after the first hour, and they gave us 2 ice cubes. And don't forget to take your salt tablets.
Yeah. That keeps all that water in for you.
It's like, can be worse?
Yeah. Did you feel like every day you got an ice cube, it was a good day?
No, here was the good day. When somebody didn't want their ice cube, we used to bargain for it. So now I got 3.
Man. Uh-huh.
3
no
ice cubes.
No water, because you had to be tough.
And that could make iced tea.
Absolutely.
I told somebody the story when my first 2 years, when I realized my size and I was going to be very limited, able to play football, I discovered, I did it a little bit in junior high. I discovered wrestling.
Okay, yeah.
But that was another one. No water, right? And we'd have to run laps indoors. So I grew up in the north, and, you know, we couldn't run outdoors. It's snowing. It's 20 degrees. So we run laps in the hallways, and there was kind of a square thing. And the coach would stand in the doorway that was recessed, but it was right by the drinking fountain. So you better not stop and get a sip, right? Because he's right there.
Love it. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Mickey Spagnola live.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.